I want to wait. We don't have... Okay, let's go.
It's done.
I don't know. Leo 73-0-0-0-0. Simon. Sadik. Vov. Siv Bayes. Learned about holding something. Learned about holding something. Mechaber holds the reason you can't is because I was supposed to. I forgot. I didn't.
Which one's better? What's better to do? Right.
With walking back.
Walking back.
I don't know. Okay. So Sifalov said you're not allowed to hold something when you're saying Shemona Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah of Kotnalov said Kriyashma Mesugah D'Zimra also not. And the reason is because we're talking about things that you would focus on that it shouldn't fall. Either because it'll break, or because you'll get injured, or because it's not covered that it should fall. So you're careful. But if you're holding a lulav that says a mitzvah, so you're not focused, you don't feel the oil of holding it in order that it shouldn't fall. You're also in the mitzvah as you're holding it, so that's not a shter to tefillah. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Vav raises an interesting shiloh. And as of Cotton Hay, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a yesh omrim that you're not allowed to hold anything. And pastors, that's because the truth is, it's hard to conceive of anything that you would hold that you wouldn't care if it fell. The Yesh Omrim are saying that you can't hold anything even if you don't care that it'll fall. That's their point. So, you don't want to lose anything. Anything you'd be holding, you don't want to lose. But okay, Akash from Haisa. So he said the reason would be probably Oymed Lefnei HaMelech. So we weren't sure why. Okay, it's no kasha lulav. Lulav is a mitzvah. So. No stira time to the Fayamelech. Okay, so that's. Mishmura seems to be machmir, because he brings it down as a yesh omrim of cotton hay, and he brings it down with no remark, so it seems he's okay with being machmir. Sivkot and vav. So it's enough kamina, you can't hold a baby. People hold, what do they hold? People hold babies sometimes.
Women are davening.
Yeah. Yeah, they bring a crying baby to shul. People bring sometimes. It doesn't, now that the reason of holding it is true, who orders this lady? This is a very bad time for her. Yeah. No, who orders her? It's a bad time.
I assume it's Sweden told her to come back.
Yeah, I know, so we have to find out what happened.
Just make sure she's not.
Yeah. So, the din is the holding it, but the idea is anything that would be matrid you betfila. So certainly a guy brings a baby to shul and the kids in the stroller, you see it all the time. It's certainly you're not supposed to, you're not allowed to. It's a stira to this, it's a violation of this halacha.
In the United States, there are signs. No strollers in shul. All the men who are black shul.
Anyway, I'm saying if a person, any time a person would bring anything, let's say you have something valuable. That's why the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Vav has a problem. Let's say you have something that you don't want stolen. So now what are you going to do? If you hold it, it's not clear. Which will stare your kavana more? Putting it down or holding it? So that's why Tzorechi and the Mishnah Berurah says, if cotton vav, if you can hold something that you don't want to get stolen. If you hold something you don't want to get stolen.
Holding the pants. Sometimes you go like this, and then you hold the corner.
That's
is that part of tefillah?
Yeah, it's part of tefillah, and that's not called holding it, and that's not what we're talking about. You know.
A siddur,
a machzor, it's all the same. So I don't know. So anything you really have your mind on is a violation of this halacha. I would say, even if you're not holding it. Anything, like bringing a child to shul, or anything that you, how do you deal with it? Anything you don't want stolen, you have a briefcase with you, so.
Same thing applies to.
Maybe it's better to hold it, but I don't think Brichas Hamazon is so chomer.
Because often you have parents holding babies during Brichas Hamazon.
I don't know, I don't recall that it's so chomer. You're not standing, you're not, you know, since you're sitting, maybe, I don't know. Or even, you know, you put your cell phone on rotate. That's when I say the truth is. It's also a shter, you know. Even if you have a big sum of money on you, you know, it's a shter, you're thinking about it. Okay? It's unavoidable. I would say it's totally on the person. If push comes to shove and the question's asked, I have a valuable laptop with me. Am I better off holding it during Shmona Esrei or not holding it during Shmona Esrei? So the best thing to do is to give it to someone to watch for you. That's the best thing to do. Otherwise, I'd say it's totally on the person. Maybe he's better off holding it than leaving it down. It's a violation of this halacha, but it's also a violation of this halacha if you don't hold it, because your mind's on it. So you might as well do. I would paskin to do kafisha hu adam, whatever will allow him to have more kavana. I think most people would have more kavana if they're holding it. You know, holding it, it's like passive. You don't really have to think about it. You just hold it. You know, if someone tries to take it from you, you would feel it. I think if it's on the ground, anybody could walk off with it. You know, okay. But here we have a shaila. If you can. The truth is here, the Mishnah Berurah declares, if you can hold it, but ne'aganovim. Efshar hitirlo, he's not even sure. Why doesn't he consider that if you don't hold it, why doesn't the Prima Gadim consider that if you don't hold it, maybe he does. If you don't hold it, you're not going to gain anything if you don't hold it. There's no special, issue to hold it. Let's see if the Prima Gadim deals with that. You understand what I'm asking? The Megadim asks, the halacha says you can't hold things because you have them in mind, they shouldn't fall. What happens if you're holding them so that they shouldn't get stolen? Efshar dehitirulo is the Prima Gadim states. I'm saying when Efshar dehitirulo, you're better off holding it than not holding it. If you don't hold it, you're also going to have a shter in your kavana. You know what's the Xeris HaKosuv about holding? It's not a special word about holding. See, here's the Prima Gadim. No. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the whole Prima Gadim. Alright? Maybe he didn't. I don't know. He's afraid he'll get stolen. Efshidi, Tirulo, for sure he Tirulo, or else he'll have less kavana. Okay? Maybe. Good. That's what he means, Gufa. Mutalechos. So you're allowed to hold. Nothal Sefer Ala Oretz. See, here's that din. Here's the din that anything that shares your kavana, you have to rectify. There's a famous din here. Let's say a sefer fell down, but you are aware of it. You shouldn't be aware of it. Akash v'maisa, you are aware of it. Mutto, you could even walk. Mutto lag biyuk she yisayin habracha shoymed ba. You could pick it up, even if it means walking. Lafachi lo yafsik. Koshken shen likreitz be'etzpa v'kareitz b'shas ha'tfila. Apparently it's better for you yourself to walk there and pick it up than to motion to someone to pick it up. I think we would all motion to someone. That would be the natural thing that people
do.
The other person finished Manasseh. Yeah. Better go there yourself and pick it up. Don't start motioning. You don't have conversations in the middle of Manasseh. If it's staring you, come on, go pick it up. It's less of a hefsek to be mafsek. Even though you're not supposed to be mafsik, you're standing, but it's better than being mafsik your concentration and start to. Comes from a Chayyodah. Let's look at the Chayyodah. Let's see how he says it. In fact, the Chayyodah says, "Oyom is the tefillah in a stopping days of din." She's supposed to say, "Oh, we should go look it up or not." Go look it up. Go look it up. The mutter lishol hadin. No one would do this. The Chayyodah sees nearly the mutter. That's the din. Okay, that's a sifkat and test. Yeah, but we had that before. We that was in a previous siman. We learned that already. We're past that Malach HaMavos already. That's if you look around during davening. Yeah. Okay, so that's. I don't see. Okay, that's all. You go pick something up. Okay, that's the chiddush of the Chayei Adam. Mutu leilach l'mokam ayin. Yeah. So then the Mishnah Berurah brings down as v'nizbalbel. So you can go get a siddur. Go to the bookcase and get a siddur. We're really going to have that in Sif Beis now in the Ramah. Sif Beis says, Mutu lechos machzor tefilos b'yodah b'shoah shem b'spal. That's like the lulav. It's no worse than the lulav. Hayol v'toyfiz v'terech tefilah atzom loitore. Do me the lulav. It's called a chaymer from Luluf. A Luluf is an unassociated mitzvah. This is mamish from Sarach HaTvila. Okay.
Well, Luluf's not totally unassociated.
No? Not totally
unassociated.
Is it
well,
okay, but it's not like a siddur. Right. Hago, umikomokom im lohoya biyodei koidim shehischil. If you didn't have the machzor beforehand, don't try to get it like by davening. Like, don't start looking for it. If you know where it is, you know it's in the storm shrank, you know exactly where it is, go get it. But don't start like dancing around looking for it. You should have prepared before. Mishnah Berurah may shematrit. Don't start looking for it because of Ataz. Do it in the Eishli Zor l'mishnah Mespalel Matoy Chasider sheyirsham tchilo kol hamakom b'shetzorach l'espalel bo'is tefila. There used to be bigger amaratzim, or the sidurim used to be not so clear. You used to have to mish the pages from page to page. Some sidurim, even when I was growing up, some sidurim didn't want to bother printing from Ritzay. Like they didn't want to print from Ritzay, so in every Shemoneh Esrei, let's say, after Shachris, you'd have to turn the page back to Shachris when you get up to Ritzay. Sometimes you'll see even now in a siddur, it'll say Kol Tfilu Tfilu Al Mekoimo V'Lo Tzorech L'Chapes, like they print over every Kaddish. And they print out, and it'll say in the headlines, like, you don't have to be mechapes, you know.
Oh,
what?
Right.
Once you start mishing, you're already, you're in a different world than the world of Shemoneh Esrei. Because of a perkei yosef, which can noigin rabbi mianchi meiser, sherotzen lo matfila mechudesh ot goin aneinu. I'm not quite sure what this means. Like, where is it? It's in the siddur. Okay, maybe it's in the back. It's in the back. So they mark down exactly where it is. The spalal mitocho v'nimtza b'achronim. Yeah, listen to this. Shapach zoros hashatz. Nachon hu shi hasid the pasuch lefonov. He is ozlo pukuchos amash oimer shliach tzibur. You shouldn't be doing, you know. I mean, if he put it here on this Ramah, that means he wants it to. You know, he wants this to be with the same intensity as the person saying Shmona Esrei. Truth is, we should behave better by Chazaras Hashatz. It's anyway. The Mishnah Berurah officially says you should have your siddur open in front of you and follow with the words. That's what you should do. Okay, Sif Sadek Zion is Shalo Yigahek, that's to burp. Shalo Yifayek is to yawn. B'shav Satfila. Yeah, right. Live demonstration. Lo Yigahek is Moitz Migufal Pib Naficha Mitach Savoy, that's burping. Lo Yifayek is Poizach Pib Lhoitzi Ruach HaPeh. Okay, but in tzarich lefayik mitoich oynis, yinich yadu al piv shlo teiro psichuso. You don't give a yawn and open your mouth wide like you're at the dentist's office. You know, try to do it as edely as possible. Yizor shlo yichni yadu al santero b'shas atfilo. Dzeu derech kasas aruach. So santero, some say is your sides. I don't know if it means like this. It means like this, probably, but there's one shot that it means lechi atachto. That's really what. I'm not quite sure. Like this. Why would you do that?
I don't know. We're just talking about yawning, so maybe that's the connection.
No,
when you're covering your mouth.
There's two shot in santo. Either lechi atachto or tzido. Mishmor brings down lechi atachto.
I understand, but I'm saying it fits in the context. I don't know why it would be a problem. But if it's with the context, when you're covering your hand over your mouth, when you're yawning, you should be careful not to touch over here.
Not to touch. I mean, apparently, Zeo Derech Gassus HaRuach, they used to do that. Maybe like this.
Who needs a picture
of Derech Gassus HaRuach? When you announced last night.
Yes, how much I announced.
Yeah. Just say it. There's food for all adults. Don't say for adults on the phone. Say for all adults.
All adults here to learn.
We're learning. All adults are learning.
Okay. What? I was told the other time, no, the last time I was told to say the